As missiles rain down all over Ukraine, Russia appears to be punishing Ukraine for the audacious attack on the newly built Kerch Strait Bridge connecting Crimea with Russia. Coming at a time when Vladimir Putin was trying to divert attention from Ukrainian gains in the Donbass region, I asked Associate Professor Matthew Sussex from the ANU Strategic and Defence Studies Centre whether the bridge was somewhat of an icon for Vladimir Putin.
The blowing up of the Kerch Bridge is... I heard it referred to the other day as Putin's wedding band to Crimea. And it certainly had a lot of symbolic importance. It was constructed at astronomical expense and was very, you know, I suppose, redolent of Russia's determination to retain Crimea as part of Russia proper.
It also seemed to be on his birthday, which was perhaps a little bit significant, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was a day after his birthday.
Sorry, day after.
Close. Close to his birthday. Many of the reports are that he's taken it personally. That said, of course, the Ukrainian intelligence agencies have said that they think that Russia had been planning the types of strikes that it carried out on Ukrainian cities yesterday for quite a while. There's sort of questions over whether the two are deliberately linked. But nonetheless, it's certainly a new phase, I think, in this conflict.
The Ukraine hasn't admitted to any involvement in the explosion on the bridge, the Kerch Bridge. Are we likely to get any confirmation about that?
In a way, I don't think it really matters one way or the other. The Ukrainians are certainly celebrating it, and the bridge itself was absolutely hated by Ukrainians because they saw it as a symbol of, you know, Russian imperialism, Russian colonialism, and so on. So regardless, it's having it badly damaged is, you know, strategically significant in that it hurts the Russians' ability to move large numbers of troops and potentially large numbers of tanks, because that's what it was being used for since February 24th.
And is it doing that? Is it stopping a lot of the traffic coming across the bridge? Is there anything being fixed with it?
Yeah, they've opened one lane. So it goes, had lanes, spans going both ways. So they've opened basically one lane, which means that the traffic can pass, but it's mainly cars, buses, and big trucks being put onto ferries. So that has implications for, you know, logistics, food supplies, and so on. And there are some reports that the rail bridge is open. There are others that saying that it's in fact not. So it is
having a big effect.
It's having an effect. It will be repaired, one assumes, unless it gets hit again. But, so it'll have at least a short-term effect.
The missile strikes that have been happening all over Ukraine, even in Lviv, I understand. This, you're saying, was planned earlier. Were they just waiting for a trigger, or do you think that the timing is what they were expecting in the first place, the Russian side?
It might be either of those. Certainly what the Russians have done, or the Kremlin has done, they've appointed a new commander of their forces in Ukraine. This is a guy, Surikov, I think his name is, who comes from the theatre in Syria and is known by the cheerful title as the Butcher of Syria. Certainly someone who is a supporter of using the indiscriminate targeting of civilian centres, and a believer that you can cow the population into basically folding.
Is the offensive by the Ukrainians in the Donetsk and Luhansk region, or the Donbass region, still going ahead, and also in Zaporizhia?
Yes, it is, with varying, you know, degrees of progress. The majority of the Russian forces are in the southeast of Ukraine, so therefore the slowest going is around the city of Kherson. They've been making more gains in the north and the northeast, but have effectively sort of they've swept their own forces south as well to try and pocket the large amount of Russian forces in the southeast. I think, you know, certainly the war isn't over, but Ukraine has the upper hand.
President Volodymyr Zelensky was talking to the French President Macron. What do you think we're going to get from that? Is the Ukrainians going to get more arms from the French?
Well, France has, not been one of the biggest donors of military assistance to Ukraine, and I think probably they've been providing more in terms of assistance on the diplomatic front.
Richard Miles came out fairly strongly against the missile strikes. What sort of involvement might we have with supporting the Ukrainians?
Yeah, well, there were two things under discussion at the moment. One is a suggestion that Australian trainers might go to the UK or perhaps even Poland to train Ukrainian personnel, and that's certainly something that Defence is apparently looking at. And the other thing is supply of more military equipment, more hardware, whether it's Bushmaster fighting vehicles. The Ukrainians have lost, I think, three or four on the battlefields. And I think the Ukrainians have also asked for some of the smaller, faster, and more, in fact, more heavily armored cars, basically, which is something Australia has a fair few of, and that might be part of the security package that Canberra decides to come up with.
Associate Professor Matthew Sussex from the ANU and Fellow of the Strategic and Defence Studies Centre speaking with me there.